Yeah, those accidents do happen every now and then. I've done it myself. I cut my 40-meter vertical feed line in half while I was putting my 6-meter beam in the ground. So there you have it. Good morning, Steve. Go ahead, Steve, and then pass it over to Tom.
Just wanted to say good morning to both you guys. Hope everything's going well. And I am just about to finish my auto lift. I'm going to get one up in the air today. So I'm all thrilled about that. So our little get-together is on the 28th. Isn't that right?
Okay, a week from tomorrow.
Roger, roger. I just want to confirm that. I'll give you a call later on. I may have an alternative to, dragging the John Deere around. So, anyhow, I'll back on out of here, let you guys take it away. 73, just want to say good morning. K4VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, and talk to you down the line. Yeah, Bob, that 600-footer ought to be just fantastic. But did you ever run an analyzer on one of them, Bob?
It was pointed at about 24, 30 degrees, something like that, so it should work pretty well. And, you know, I have put an analyzer on it, and Bill told me how to do that, and I actually forgot how to do that, so you could refresh my memory, because I think I could do the same thing on my K9AY, and I would like to see if that K9AY is actually working properly.
The TR with ND7J. Well, you know, Bob, it's been, 6 months ago or even more that I talked to Bill about that. So I just put it on there and hit F7 on that AA54 Rig Expert, and it just read back when I got it right, it just read back SWR. Just like it would on your antennas, and it was all 1.4, 1.6, et cetera, et cetera. But I know the last time I put one up, I took an ohm meter, and I took a reading of the whole thing right at the radio, and it was 10 ohms, and this is a real good Fluke digital meter. And so I did that again, and it was 10.6 ohms. So that's a good reference to see if you're having a problem with your beverage out there, if it's broken or something like that. You might take a resistance reading and just write it down, and it come out exactly right whenever I did that. But I used the analyzer at first, and it just showed infinitive. And when I got the open fixed, of course, well, it read just like it was reading SWR, which I know it isn't exactly, but it sure looked correct.
In a few hours, I'm going to have to pick his brain about that, because I'm just not sure my K9AY seems to be. I don't know if it's just conditions, but I'm not sure. Now, recently, I have had some inkling that maybe it is working, but I wish I could definitively know.
I bought one of those, but I'll tell you what, after getting this one back up, I'm totally satisfied. I talked to Switzerland last night, and it was just like a telephone call on CW, and I didn't really think about it, but they're getting ready for the contest and probably testing propagation.
Started at 8 o'clock tonight, so and it goes through 8 o'clock Sunday evening. So it's going to be a long weekend of playing radio.
Long for you guys. And I got that all wound up yesterday and went out and mowed grass. And wow, the lawn is looking beautiful with that fescue. And Bernice has been working on the ditch trying to get it to grow, and it worked good. And really enjoyed that, and had a really nice guy come over and visit yesterday, and had a good time, and showed him the radios and the antenna and stuff, and that was a real treat too.
I Newham?
Boot camp, W4NGU. About as boot camp as I am, Bob.
Yeah, he's a new guy, all right. Well, anyway, that's good. Glad you were able to have a nice visit there. I need to get down there and see you guys. Been semi-retired and then now back to unretired, I guess. I don't know. Spending too much time working, I think.
What I are so thrilled about is that you've gotten through that heart crisis and are doing great and you're happy and you're working. And you know what? That's the bottom line, Bob. You got it all when you got your health.
At most of it, anyway. I'm having problems with my eyes, but we're working on them slowly, one step at a time. But anyway, we're working on it. That's about it. So, I think everybody's probably, I'm surprised I hadn't heard Jim or Bill or anybody on the air here. They should all be kind of making their way to their gathering point. And I've got to talk to Bill about rescheduling our Aruba airline tickets for next year. I think we probably need to get to doing that. So that's another thing we got to discuss this weekend.
Fantastic. You know, I read an article in the paper the other day, and I heard it on TV, that your chances of encountering the COVID virus now is down in the tenths of a percent if you're flying on the airlines. I think the biggest problem is your connection and going through an airport such as Atlanta or something like that. That would be suicide right now, but there should be a vaccine right after the first of the year, if not before. So that'll be worthy of getting.
There's going to be a vaccine coming along. I'm not sure I'm going to be the first five in line for it, to tell you the truth. I may kick back a little bit and wait a while before I get it. But, you know, I went and got that shingles vaccine. I'm glad I did that.
We got it also. I had both of them, the Zostrovich, and then the last one was, it's like 95% positive. And the pharmacist, his dad was an old veteran, and I said, well, I've seen people that had that, but not very often. He says, well, look at this. And he showed me a picture of his dad, and he had it. And I'm telling you, Bob, his legs look like he'd been through a fire. It's really horrible stuff. So that's a miracle they got that good a vaccine for it now. And I appreciated him showing me that. He's a real nice pharmacist that we got. And I don't know, Bob, if they go through all three phases of that. My nephew is a medical scientist. I'll have to get in touch with him and ask him what his thoughts are on it, because he was the CEO of a drug company for 11 years, and he knows. And I'll be sure and get your flu shot, by the way. We got ours. But I think if they go through what he had to go through in working with the FDA, it's an incredible process. So I believe it should be safe.
Echo, echo, Yankee.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I'm not going to be the first one in line. Good morning, Gary. Go ahead, Whiskey 4, echo, echo, Yankee, ND7J. Go ahead, Gary.
Good morning, Tom. Well, you touched on a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I just had the shingles vaccine on Wednesday. And boy, Wednesday night, at about midnight, the side effects kicked in. And I was one whipped puppy Thursday morning. I'm coming back. I'm probably about 90% at the moment. But I just wanted to find out, do you still have side effects when you get the second shot? I need to plan accordingly. Go ahead, Tom, and then throw it to Bob.
Good morning, Gary. This is N0TR. Well, my reaction to shots, I've had 9 million shots being in the service and all, and I've never had any problems, except one they give us for spinal meningitis and another one they give us for, I think it was for Hep C. but those kind of smarted. But this shingles vaccine, you see, Bernice, you had a real red arm, didn't you?
Yes.
Her arm was sore, and mine got sore. And we felt a little droopy, but nothing fantastic. And on the second one, nothing. I believe, and you'd have to check on this, the first one, the Zostovich, that they had a few years ago that we took, was a live virus. And I think this one that they give you now is not a live virus, but don't take my word on that. You'd have to check it. But there was a little side effects from it. That's for sure. My arm was sore as heck. Go ahead, Bob.
The opposite. The part one, I had little or no side effects, maybe just a little bit of a sore arm. Part two, it felt like I was being drugged to the ditch. I was just tired. But it wasn't anything that was, you know, earth-shattering bad. It seemed to wear off in a day. So, you know, that's kind of what my experience was with it. And, you know, Dave Stanzel had shingles real bad. And they are supposed to last at like 3 months, 6 months segments, or if it goes beyond 6 months, then it could be a year or even longer. And whatever strain that Dave Stanzel had, he had it for over a year. So, and it was bad.
But, well, I had kind of flu-like symptoms. I was achy and just like you had a bad flu. I also had a flu shot the same day, one in one arm, one in the other. So it could have been a reaction from that, too, I suppose. But, Tom, I think you are correct. I think the new vaccine for shingles is a dead virus. It's not a live virus anymore. So, anyway, I just wanted, since you were mentioned it there, I wanted to get your input as to what I might expect. I've got it on my calendar to take shot number two about 4 months out. Yeah, I'd rather have the side effects as I did rather than have the shingles. And so, yep, I'm doing what we can do to, you know, try to keep healthy. And, you know, got a general physical and whatnot. So as far as I know, everything is cool with me so far. So, good luck tonight, Bob, with the contest. I'm not going to be full-time contesting, but I'll probably be in there part-time just to try looking for new countries. Let's see. Go ahead, Tom, and then throw it back to Bob.
My thoughts on that, Gary, is I would have never taken them both at once. I think you was given bad advice there. But the flu shots in the last few years, I know Bernice's arm usually turns red, and she's tough, but her arm used to really turn red. I think one time you got a half in each arm, didn't you, Bernice? But not anymore. I know she says she didn't. I thought they were talking about that. But it affected her arm, and I've never had a bit of problem with it, and it is a dead virus that they give you now instead of the live virus, and people are just foolish for not getting it, because in the old days when we were kids, it was a live virus, and they had fatalities and everything else from it occasionally. But if you went to the casino and you were betting on odds, I'd take the shot. And I'm like, Bob, I'm a little leery of this new one that's coming out, but they do go through a tremendous procedure for approving those things. So I don't think we're relying on the government there. We're relying on science, and I have a great deal more respect for them when it comes to my health. Go ahead, Bob.
Guys, I am under power lines in kind of a bad spot, and I got a kind of bad here. So good hearing you both. Very hope to hear you sometime in the contest here this weekend. Tom, you got pretty. Have a good weekend. Catch you all later. November 12th, 7th, 10th. Mobiling and trying to listen.
How fine are you going to be using?
K4RF spreads.
Listen for 73. This is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile in the big town of Marietta, South Carolina at the moment. Tom, everything going well with you?
Great to hear you. You have a very successful contest and lots of fun and camaraderie. 73s to you. Yes, we're doing fine, Gary. Normal aches and pains. I was telling Bob I just got my beverage back up that you guys so kindly helped me put up. And Bernice had hit it with a shovel and had an open on it. And it just works terrifically. It's just incredible. And I used 14-gauge solid wire this time, although I don't think that fence wire had ever gone bad. But Bob and I talked about using the Wireman's 13-gauge copper-clad insulated, But I had this roll of 14-THHN, and so I just tie-wrapped it to the electric fence wire that was up there, and it worked like a champ. I talked to a fella in Italy last night that I've talked to many times and had a conversation with him on CW trying to get brushed up a little bit because I haven't been on, and worked out all right, and a few mistakes. And then I talked to a guy in Switzerland, and then talked to a guy in Malawi, on the other side of Africa. There was considerable QSB, but there was a pretty good pile-up on that guy in Malawi, and I got him on first or second time on my Carolina Wyndham that I just got it back up to. So I was pretty satisfied with that. Everything's going great, Gary. This is Gerald TR.
I see the bands coming back. I have not been active, but about a week or so ago, I started turning the radio on again and listening, and so I was listening on 15 meters 2 days ago, and this was in the morning, and there was a nice loud SSB station from South Africa, a guy I'd worked before, and so I just gave him a shout, and he came right back. Gave him a shout using the new German amplifier, the new German kit amplifier, and got a good signal report, and so pretty happy about that. And primarily my attention has been toward the ham radio classes that we're giving virtually on Zoom. Those are going along. We just completed week 3 in the amateur extra class and week 3 in the technician class. So all in all, everything seems to be going along, and today I'm just heading into town, going to run some errands, and then going over to see Lisa. She's got the day off today, so we get to spend an extra day together.
Danny, I'm showing 65 degrees out there right now, and zero wind out of the northeast, so should be an incredible day for you. Well, that's wonderful what you do for the ham community, Gary. Kudos to you. That's just awesome. And thanks for doing that. And there's a lot of new hams and thankful hams out there for what you've done for everyone. Well, on radioactivity, we've just been doing stuff in the yards and with the chickens and the garden and the grass. And I've been very laxed about getting on the radio, and I kind of got excited there last night. However, I looked the night before, and it was just flat, nothing on the bands. So I haven't tried sideband yet with that. It's got 160-meter capability on it. Boy, Bernice and I had a time getting that up. Ariel come over and give us a hand on the long end of it, which was 183 feet. And we got it up, but then the next day it fell down to another level on the tree, so Bernice and I had to reshoot that and do that again. And for us two old fogies, by the time you go down three houses down, one way, and one two houses back the other way that it goes over, it wears you out. I take the lawnmower and run back and forth. But we got her done, just like Larry the Cable Guy.
Both, man. The things we do for ham radio. Well, I'm glad you got it up, and I hope it stays up and does a fine business job for you for this fall and winter. And yeah, things are coming back. A few sunspots have been seen, so let's keep our fingers crossed. Well, I won't keep you, but great to talk to you. Great to hear that things are going well, and hope they continue. N0TR, all the best to you and Bernice from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Good morning, Gary.
And there's my war department. The best thing that ever happened to me. Okay, Gary. Yeah, I need to run down the hall anyway, and Bernice is over here, sitting here with some eggs and bacon, and we're going to have brunch this morning. We slept late because we worked late last night. 73 is all the best to you and yours, and we'll catch you down the line on W4EEY N0TR. Now clear.